This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Friday, the 19th of March, so we have spring to spring into just around the corner. Here I am, Prince Doug, with Princess Jay on the good ship Lollipop. Jennifer is experiencing a rather interesting technical difficulty, so we'll worry about that as time moves on. I have no worries because Jay is here with me. We're all here to think and talk about what's gone on sort of in a reflective way this past week. Victoria Keelan is still recovering from her operation, but I feel good about her being on Monday, Jay, so... into this day and into this week we go with yep. the number one story, excuse me, again, being the COVID situation. The president says that we're going to be able to meet the goal of delivering 100 million vaccines in the first 100 days of his office. I think he made that promise, and it's important for him, important for us, important pretty much for everybody, for him to meet the goal. I don't know if it's not him, it's him saying to everybody, do your job, which is kind of a nice thing. People do their jobs. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we get the vaccine to take care of each other, just like we wore masks. You do it for everybody else.
Yeah. Well, it's for you and for them. You and yours, if you will. So as of Wednesday of this week, we had in this country vaccinated almost 100 million people. Since the first of the year, the pace of shots has gone up. There are 2.5 million shots being given a day. At least that's the way the numbers work out for this past week. So the target looks like it is within grasp for sure. And I don't want to make this about him, about the person. It's about the people who are doing the job. And it's also about, a lot of different things. You know, it's getting coordinated and all that good stuff. Too many times in my mind, the buck stops here. I suppose we could use that as a kind of a linchpin to the discussion when it comes to the presidency. Yep, it is the who's it? Harry Truman, I think, had it on his desk that the sign, the buck stops here. And I think anybody who leads a business, anybody who leads anybody who's a leader of an organization, the buck stops there if you're the boss. So, does he get credit for it? I don't know. I suppose he gets some credit, but then there are the people who are doing the work, the actual work, who ought to get the credit for it. We've been trying, I think, to, as a country, give a lot of these people that work in the first or the front line credit. I'm not sure that hero is the right word, but I think acknowledging that there is a lot of, or there was earlier on anyway, a lot of danger involved in the work that was done by people in nursing homes, people in hospitals, people in doctors' offices, that kind of thing. That do you think when you would talk to your friends, when you're thinking and having visits with people that you know, Jay, do you have conversations about this? Do you really pay attention? And is it something that's on the mind of the people that you're close to with regularity?
I think half and half. I think some people want to know more and are willing to have the discussions, and then other people are just like, can we just move on?
Well, yeah, okay, and it is. And the whole business about Republicans and Democrats, the waste of time that's involved with belittling Biden and saying, oh, this can't be done, he's just making a political statement, yada, yada. That stuff has to stop. Whether it will or it won't, it needs to stop. It just needs to not be the focus, frankly. I'm looking at the talkers list for this past week, the charts that we'll discuss on the Talk Radio Countdown show that will be heard a lot of the same stations to carry the DJV program, and the COVID situation is number one. I see that Crystal Cruises getting... back onto the, getting people back onto their ships with or without a green light from the government. most of the major cruise companies are waiting for the government to establish guidelines. Why? You don't have somebody in your staff that has any common sense? Why do we have to wait for the government to do it? The government this, the government that. It's the government, the government, the government, the government. It's almost like in China, the government controls everything. It's a communist country. And that's one of the things that we as Americans say we object to, but yet at every turn, the government says you can do this, the government says you can't do that. Without anybody having some common sense or, you know, reflecting on, well, what's best for our country and our company? And it never was, in my opinion, it was never the best thing for our country to shut everything down. It just wasn't. Economically, reflecting on a lot of people who have worked hard to build up their businesses only to see them destroyed. And yeah, they got some money from the government to try to help them along, but it was not left up to us to figure out. Maybe we've gotten so dependent, Jay, on the government that we just kind of, okay, let's see what the government has to say. I don't like that. I don't think that way. I don't work that way. I oftentimes will do things in my various businesses, certainly more on the farm probably than here. There's not that much government regulation involved in what I do on the radio, but on the farm there is. I'll do things that I think are good, make sense. Somebody says, oh, you shouldn't have done that. And I'll say, oh, gee, I didn't know that. And most of the time I didn't. Or if I did, I felt that it wasn't serious enough to, you know, worry about what happened. Because most of the stuff that comes from government is the decisions that are made are oftentimes made by people who have less experience than you do, less knowledge than you do, and less at stake than you do. Certainly we have in this circumstance, this company Crystal Cruises, a lot of money invested in new ships and that kind of stuff. So they've opened up sales for 16 different itineraries. And I wonder, would you go on a cruise? Would you and your husband? Maybe you wouldn't take Mac. Maybe you leave him with Grandma and Grandpa.
No, we would go. We would go. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I would be open to taking Mac on a cruise, but I would definitely be open to leaving him with the grandparents and parents week out.
Uh-huh. So let's see here. This is a company, by the way, that's owned by a Chinese company. This is a cruise line that belongs to a company that's headquartered in Hong Kong. Now, whether that makes a difference or not, I'm not interested in promoting them necessarily, but I do think that it's interesting that it's the Chinese, here we go again, who are saying to the Americans, up yours, we're going to do this whether you like it or you don't. So here we have yet another Chinese company that's coming into our country that is trying to access and bypass the government all at once. So here we go again. The trips will be made available to people who have been inoculated, have to show your vaccine card before you get on the ship. They sail from Nassau or Bimini, and they go to other places around the Bahamas. These, you know, the usual islands that are frequented by cruise ships. The ships are fairly small, a 980-passenger ship known for very expensive trips, and the things that go on your service by everybody have penthouse suites. They have complimentary sushi all day, every day, and the prices are $2,000, or at least that's where they start a person for a weekend. Is that expensive? I don't know that much about what cruise prices are. What do you know about cruise prices?
Well, the only cruises I've been on weren't normal cruises. They were kind of like music festival cruises. So there was always that kind of additional upcharge of, I mean, all the concerts and everything. And that was, I want to say, maybe around $4,500 for the two of us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not like any of the on-board expenses.
Well, I have no reference because I haven't been on one. The only time I've ever been on a cruise is when somebody else paid for it. It brought me.
That's the best way.
Well, it was the first one I ever took was in the 1980s, going around the Adriatic with a classical music tour that was sponsored. I was doing mornings in Palm Beach at the time. The sponsorship was on a television station in L.A., my radio program in Palm Beach, and the New York Times in New York. Those three venues, and that was it. And the ship was filled. I think there were 1,500 people on it. It costs $15,000 a week to be on this classical music tour. Most of the people that were on the ship, I think we brought 180 from America, and I was the American host, and there were people from Europe, all over the place, all over Asia. And the first day when I went up on deck and saw all the naked women on the deck, I thought, oh, this is interesting. Because that's, you know, everybody sunbathes in the naked.
No tan lines.
No tan lines. Can't have tan lines. AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine, apparently, according to the European regulators, is safe to use. It's not linked to any risk of blood clots. That's what was originally thought, I think, right? And so the benefits outweigh the worries. I guess maybe when it comes to worry, I'm thinking, all right, the announcement was made yesterday. The president gave the okay to send COVID vaccines to both Mexico and to Canada. They're going to send 4 million doses, mostly to Mexico, and I think mostly to inoculate the people who are along the border. And they're going to use the AstraZeneca COVID vaccine in order to inoculate them. What do you think of that?
That's not a bad idea, especially along the borders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like, yeah, just casting a wider bubble of safety with the COVID vaccine.
As long as, you know, there's enough for us, long for, you know, American citizens, and then after that, perhaps we are generous. Somebody must have figured out what the numbers are, but you wonder, because there's so little common sense involved in the immigration situation, whether there's common sense involved in this or not. I think we ought to talk more about immigration and what's going on along the border, because it's the number two issue this week, according to Talkers Magazine. We'll do that in the next half hour of the DJV program. Doug Steffen and Jake Kirshner here with me, ready to take a little... There. Taking one for the team. Manner speaking. Have you got your clear out, Jay? You've got your clear bottle?
I used it earlier. I love it.
Right. Yeah. It's something that's so easy for you to carry around during the day. For mothers, fathers, the children can use it. It's all natural. The xylitol, it's the main ingredient here, is found in fruits and vegetables. You've heard me tell the story. Been around for more than two decades, and it really does offer the natural way for you to effectively moisturize your upper airways. Once you've cleaned out your nose with the Navage system in the early morning when you get up, brush your teeth, wash your face, clean out your nostrils, and then use this during the day. It's an easy play. It's easy because it's inexpensive. It's easy because it's easy to use. Put it in your pocket. You know, that kind of stuff makes it very attractive. If you order it, you want to go to clear.com to order it there, X-L-E-A-R. Or you can find it in health food stores, grocery stores, pretty much everywhere. And please consider helping to get these nasal sprays approved by the Centers for Disease Control to be effective, to be used by doctors to help get rid of the various things that we're trying to prevent here in our country. The easy way, the safe way, help get the CDC approval they want. Lend your voice to the effort to get these sprays available for everybody in doctors' offices. Visit xlear.com to sign the petition. Look for the green tab on the right side of the screen. Click it and sign the petition. That's at clear, xlear.com.
What's in store right now at your local Staples?
Your one-stop shop for shipping solutions.
Staples has everything your business needs to ship, like packing materials, mailers, and UPS shipping services.
And now, get 20% off UPS Express shipping services at Staples. Plus, buy two, get one free on decorative shipping supplies.
Staples can even help you customize your shipping materials to create a memorable unboxing experience for customers.
Staples, your total shipping solution.
In-store only, ends 4/3/21. Exclusions apply, while supplies last.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting two times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Happy hour now on the DJV program as we trend ourselves into what's trending, if you will. Wait till you hear about Mike Tyson and his next move right after this.
What can give you a competitive edge in today's red-hot housing market? Rocket can. That's because Rocket Mortgage can give you a verified approval. It could help your offer stand out. Because when you find the perfect home, you don't want to lose it to anybody else. Rocket Technology provides a rock-solid verification of your income, assets, and credit, giving sellers and their agents greater confidence in you. We've already helped over 1 million clients, just like you, reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this, what can help you buy the home you really want? Rocket can. Go to rocketmortgage.com or call us today at 8338-ROCKET. That's rocketmortgage.com. Or call 8338-ROCKET.
A verified approval is based on an underwriter's analysis of your individual financial information appraisal and title report. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
All right, so in the trending department, Mike Tyson's head has popped out of a bubble. What in the world is he up to, Jay?
That sweet tattooed head, that tattooed face head. So Mike Tyson is coming back again. The 54-year-old fighter has confirmed he's got another really big boxing match lined up for the end of May. It's going to be at the Hard Rock Stadium in Miami. However, the really big question is who on earth is going to be his opponent? Mike made the announcement, and a lot of people are really kind of thinking, is it going to be Evander Holyfield? Are we finally going to get that long-awaited rematch with Evander? The last time that the two fought was in 1997, and that was the big ear-biting situation when Tyson bit a chunk out of Evander's ear during the fight. And then Holyfield's last pro fight was in 2011. Tyson's was just last November.
There are people who say that women like to watch boxing more than men because there's something in the barbarism that's very sexually exciting. Do you think that's true?
I mean, I like boxing, but I can't say that part. I don't find anything sexually intriguing about it. And MMA fighting, just the stamina to just keep, like, hitting and take those hits, it's crazy.
Yeah, but isn't it, but why is it that you like watching it, watching some human being beat the hell out of another human being. Why is that entertaining, I guess, would be? What does that apply to?
The athleticism of it. I've valued the athleticism in it.
Well, so then what is there that could be done by two human beings competing against each other that doesn't involve them, that involves them being athletic but not beating the hell out of each other? I guess that
I mean, think about it. Even football, they're beating each other up.
Yeah,
they tackle each other.
I get no use for football either.
Yeah,
hockey, nope.
Yeah, it's pretty rough. And then especially when the fights break out, they get, you know, they're five for fighting. And one thing about hockey I've always found so astounding is that when a fight does break out, the refs kind of just circle and watch for a little bit until it gets really out of control.
Yeah. It's funny. I mean, it's funny, amusing. That people get such pleasure out of watching that kind of violence.
It's barbaric. We can call it what it is. I'm still here for it. I'm still in the group of I like it, but it is pretty barbaric.
Yeah. Speaking of barbaric, is the foolishness going on with Cheryl Underwood and Sharon Osbourne, is that pretty basic stuff?
This is just stuff that will not go away. That was a discussion where I feel like it was a missed opportunity because they were having a really good discussion, but so much is coming out of it. Sharon Osbourne said she reached out to Cheryl. She hasn't heard anything. Cheryl said she's already addressed this on her podcast. She thought that she was talking with colleagues. She thought they were having a great conversation, and then it just part of it just wasn't so great. But she said the vibe for her was that everything was already forgiven as soon as it was done being talked about. She didn't realize that this prolonged thing was going to happen.
What good are these conversations?
Nor does she think it's necessary.
Let's say you have the same kind of conversation on this program. When we're done with the conversation, we're done with the conversation. Apparently, there's more to it with these people. 28 after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Mini is driving forward with the realignment of its model range with a clear focus on drivetrain technology, vehicle segments, and services of the future. At the center of its realignment is the expansion of electromobility. Commitment in the crossover and premium compact segments and strengthening of the market position in China. Customers' needs and wishes have defined the development of the Mini model range over the past two decades. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
Introducing Clear. It's pronounced clear, but it's spelled X-L-E-A-R. It's the natural sinus care system that hydrates while it works against contaminants. Clear helps keep you healthy by assisting your immune system, washing out all that gunk that's in your airways. Clear contains xylitol, which is a natural ingredient found in a lot of fruits and vegetables. We've known this for over two decades. Recent research shows that xylitol also blocks viral adhesion. That's the SARS-CoV-2 virus. With Clear, you can enjoy the small moments no matter what the season. Clear also offers nasal sprays for children. Learn more about Clear by visiting clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. You can get it on Amazon or over the counter at your favorite drug or grocery store. It's natural, so all the natural retailers will carry Clear as well.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As investigators piece together the movements and motive for the suspect in this week's deadly shootings at three Atlanta, Georgia massage parlors, there's debate underway whether he should face hate crimes for the attacks that left eight people dead, including six Asian women. Reports indicate the suspect, Robert Aaron Long, told investigators it was gender motivation, as he is a self-admitted sex addict. The World Health Organization has authorized China to effectively bar American scientists from the probe into the origins of COVID-19. According to the Wall Street Journal on Thursday, the WHO has allowed Chinese officials final say to which American scientists can join the international probe. The House continued partisan politics Thursday, voting to open citizenship for Dreamers. The 228-197 vote was down party lines. Grandstanding. That's the best way to describe U.S.-China summit talks in Anchorage, Alaska Thursday, with each side taking jabs at each other. The summit does continue Friday. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
As America pulls out of the coronavirus pandemic, the vaccinations produced under Operation Warp Speed are a big reason to have hope. Tim Burke from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Some of the nation's top health experts testified before the Senate on the COVID-19 response and vaccine rollout on Thursday. Dr. Anthony Fauci saying there are still challenges ahead with emerging variants, but also noting we can counter them with vaccinations and mitigation measures. Dr. Ajis Jha is the dean of Brown University School of Public Health. He tells CNN there is optimism regarding having everyone who's in the high-risk category vaccinated soon.
Oh, it's terrific. It is terrific. We did 3 million a day over the weekend, 6 million over both days. I think we're going to get to a point where we're going to be doing 3 million a day consistently. We'll have the vaccines for it. I'm hoping we'll have the distribution set up for it. And that's why I am so optimistic that every high-risk person who wants a vaccine will have at least their first shot by mid to late April.
Key information for each specific COVID-19 vaccine can be found on the CDC website, cdc.gov. The National Football League has finalized its new 11-year media rights agreement with a pact that will run through 2033 and could be worth over $100 billion. Starting in 2023, the Thursday night football games will be broadcast exclusively on Amazon Prime. Amazon is paying about $1 billion per year for the rights. USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The hour now on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. Jennifer is stuck in the early morning traffic in Los Angeles. Let's hear it for traffic.
Woo! Remember, pew, pew, yeah. Pew.
I remember working in Los Angeles all hours of the day and night because I not only did the early evening program on KVC, I did the shift work when everybody was on vacation. I was on the air. And I remember a friend of mine who worked in New York said, because he did mornings on a couple of stations, and he said, there's always traffic in New York. There are always traffic jams. And I found the same thing in Los Angeles.
Oh, there's always traffic.
Right. You're in Nashville. Is it the normal peak traffic times?
Yeah, drive, we have peak traffic times. Like, if I were to go out at 3 a.m. for something, there's no traffic anywhere. But I lived in L.A., and it was astounding that it was always a high traffic time, no matter what time it was.
Always a problem. Right. Okay, so we have a special request to continue with the information on COVID because there's so much this week. That's why it's number one on the talkers list. I think it's kind of too soon to tell, Jay, whether or not the shots have a broad beneficial effect on people who are in the who have been in the hospital, who have lingering medical issues. When you look around, the jury's sort of still out. Although many of the people that I know who have had the shots are beginning to feel like they're better. They feel better after the vaccine. Mm-hmm. Even if they, you know, there's some people who had COVID for months. They've been in hospitals or they've been under the weather. Just
those residual effects. I mean, I have a cousin who's very healthy. She's in her 20s. COVID hit her somewhat hard, but it took her months before she got her sense of smell back.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's it. Sense of smell, taste, that sort of stuff, and what this does to the basics of your system, what it attacks, bad stuff. So now there are scientists that are looking at three different numbers as they track the COVID thing. You know, there are those who wish for an on and off switch. Okay, when's it over? Click there. No, it's not. Doesn't work like that. There are certain metrics, though, that are showing signs of improvement. And so is the president going to be correct when he says we'll get back to normal by the 4th of July? So, yeah, we're moving in the right direction. The world seems to be, for the most part, moving in the right direction. The folks who are my age have received all the doses of the vaccine pretty much. I'm getting my second one on Monday. And so you get to look at the view from our perspective, as there are the doctors or the first line responders have had theirs. Dr. Ken has had his second shot 5-6 weeks ago, and he hasn't had any impact at all. The second one knocked him out for a day or so. So I'll be interested to see how, if I get mine on Monday, how I feel on the air on Tuesday.
Yeah, I'm really interested to see what your symptoms are, if you have any, with the second shot.
Right.
'Cause I'm hearing a lot of people are, you know, kind of getting a couple days of a bad flu feeling while your body figures out the antigens to build from the vaccine.
Right. And I've heard both whether you have a strong immune system like I do. I probably wouldn't have gotten the vaccine were it not for traveling and being around my family and wanting to make sure everybody was comfortable. I probably wouldn't have gotten it. I'm not worried about what the end result is. Am I going to get sick in 30 years and die because I had a shot in 2021? I'm probably not going to spend a lot of time thinking about that. There are those who are younger who say, well, it's going to happen. Well, you know, there are some horrible, stupid rumors around, or at least I class them as stupid, suggesting people your age, Jay, when you get the shot, you'll become, it'll be like you were neutered, or you become barren. You won't be able to have children.
Right, and I mean, these are things that it's very slim to none of it actually happening. But even though COVID's a new thing, coronaviruses themselves have been around. This is basically SARS 2.0. We've already had the first SARS. But, I mean, this is one of those things. And think about, what was it, talcum powder and Zantac, things that have been on the market for how long, and now they're realizing, oh, wait, those are carcinogens. Those can cause cancer. We need to pull these. How long were those even on the shelf? So it's not like it's just this vaccine. These are possibilities anywhere.
Well, apparently, according to people studying infectious diseases at Baylor College of Medicine down in Houston, the COVID outbreak will go away, but there'll be a series of micro corona things, as you're suggesting, the SARS-2. You know, when we talk about using Clear, for example, and using this Navage product, those get rid of the SARS-2. They've been proven in tests. So it stands to reason that if they've been good in that department, they'll probably work against or certainly help you in fighting against the thing which we are confronted with right now. And so is it different whether it's down in Houston where Baylor is, or if you're in New York, or if you're in Phoenix, or if you're in L.A., or if you're in Boston where I am, or down in Nashville where you are? Is it different? There are different curves on it, different mortality rates? Yeah. Of course, there are a lot of different metrics. And I think what people have to do, even though they don't, is get off of the news media numbers every single day. What are the numbers? Why does that impact you? Why do you feel like it's necessary to know what the situation is? I think what has I guess I'm disappointed that I didn't wait, but because I think I like the idea of one jab doing the job and not two. That is the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Yeah. So when do you think you're going to get yours? And would you try to hold out for it? Your appointment's on Tuesday?
Yeah, my appointment's on Tuesday for my first vaccine. It's the Pfizer one.
All right. So did you ask about what you were going to get, or just say, okay, I'll take whatever I can get?
No, where you go to find where you can sign up, it tells you which vaccine it is. And the majority of options were Pfizer at locations. There were a couple Modernas, but they were, a 50-mile drive away.
Mm-hmm. So the number one country in the world that's ahead when it comes to vaccinations, do you want to take a guess what it is?
No, because I feel like if I'm wrong, it'll be really bad.
No. Israel, number one. At this point, 58% of the population has been completely vaccinated, and another 38% has had at least one shot. So the United Arab Emirates is number two on the list. Believe it or not, Chile is number three on the list in terms of by country, the number of people who have been vaccinated. Britain is number four. Bahrain is number five. The U.S. is number six. Serbia is seven. And there's no information available on China or Russia or other big countries. So there's the, that addresses those who want to travel as much as anything else. I want to go to Israel in December for my friend Uri Geller's birthday. I used to go there all the time, either in England where he lived or to Israel to celebrate his birthday in December. And I haven't done it for the last couple of years. But we already have decided, we made a pact that I'm coming no matter, I say no matter what. It won't be because I haven't had my shots, let's put it that way. But you look at the numbers in Britain, here I am doing what I said I don't want to do. The numbers going down. I'm not giving you numbers, but Britain's numbers have gone way down. They're below ours. Very interesting. The bell curve was high, and now it's gone down radically as to the number of people actually getting this, and that may be because a lot of people have had their shots. America is number two on the list in decline. Chile is number three. Going through the numbers. Speeding up the vaccination program, though, Jay, seems to, when you look at the numbers, have big benefits. And so I think we were saying we are now at 2.5 million shots a day. When this first started in January, it was 800,000 shots a day. They want to get so that they get to the number by July 4th of having that, all these people vaccinated, 100 million or whatever the number is, 4 million shots a day have to be given. Because, again, there are two shots that are necessary for most of the vaccines. Keep in mind that one of the main vaccines in Europe has been that AstraZeneca one, and so they stopped using it this week because they were worried about blood clots. Apparently that has been studied, and they're not worried about them anymore. But I think that's part of what people are concerned about because, they had them now. Maybe they're not going to have them. Maybe they'll have them later. It's all this maybe possibility, perhaps, yada, yada, yada. And so it's kind of like a game. It's a silly game. So more on COVID than I thought we were going to spend time on because I do want to get to the immigration situation in a matter of moments here on today's DJV program. Jay Kirshner is here, Doug Steffen, and I was talking about Navaj, as I do frequently here on the program, and how it helps you to get beyond things that have been a problem before. You mentioned Jay SARS, and you keep your nose clean with the Navaj. You start in the morning. If you're getting up now and you brush your teeth, you wash your face, you do what you're supposed to do to get yourself cleaned up to get out of the house and go to work. Well, the third step in the routine now should be cleaning your nose with Navaj, getting all the crusty stuff out of your nose. It may be unpleasant to talk about it, but it's there, right? You know the virus is there. You know the problems are there. So now is the time to address them with this powered suction machine, little thing that's powered by a couple of batteries that you actually get. When you order the thing, they send you everything you need, including the batteries. So get to Navaj.com to order, N-A-V-A-G-E. It's backed by a no-questions-asked guarantee of satisfaction. You just go to Navage.com and order the product. Use it for proper nasal cleansing. So easy, so positive, so good, so helpful. So help yourself to Navage at Navage.com.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-555-1509. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-555-1509. That's 800-555-1509. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. 800-555-1509.
Shocking news of Calitrin. Tell us what the shocking news is.
I do think it's shocking that, you know, you can have a weight loss supplement that's actually good for you. That right. You have a supplement that doesn't have any drugs. There's no stimulants. It's safe even if you're on medications. And it's proven with a huge 86% success rate with the 90-day program. Calitrin is different. It really stands alone in the weight loss supplement industry. There are a lot of people that are gluten intolerant these days, and it is gluten-free. The capsules and the liquid both are gluten-free.
So what's the deal now? What do you have as a special?
Right now, we've got a radio special where it's the unlimited buy three, get three free. And we also, I should mention, have a new afterpay option on our website, too. So if you want to split up your payments already, you want to split it with a friend, you can do that on our website, too. 1-800-325-4366. The website is toploss.com.
Use the DJV code for no shipping and the special deals. That's toploss.com, code DJV.
This is Renee.
Happy to be here.
She's not some influencer. She's more of a groundbreaker, turning her four-acre lot into a little slice of heaven behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. Renee runs with us because the most important job is the next one.
That's all I got.
Nothing runs like a deer. Get a 1-Series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
All right, so moving back into the conversation mode here on the DJV program, Jay and I looking at the House passing these bills to open the path to citizenship for undocumented immigrants and legal status for farm workers as we get back into the farm season. There are two separate bills, apparently, Jay. One to open a path to citizenship for the younger immigrants and the other one to give ag workers a chance to earn legal status. What do you think about those two initiatives? Good idea or not?
I mean, I like the legal work. I mean, that's great. I like the legality of it. I'm a rule follower, yeah. I'll be honest.
Yeah, well, I think that the fate of the immigration plan is unclear at the moment because there's now opposition beginning with some of the Democrats from the more conservative states that are seeing the explosion of these people coming into the country, and they're moving. At least when Trump was in office, they were pretty much kept on the border and on the other side of the fence, even though there were plenty of them sneaking in every day one way or another, but not to the extent that we've now. I think Biden, if he were to do it over again, I don't know what's in his mind, but I will tell you, if it were me and I had done this, I'd have thought about it afterwards, maybe before a little bit more, but afterwards thinking, maybe this isn't the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Food for thought, 10 before the hour. Yeah.
What's in store right now at your local Staples?
Your one-stop shop for shipping solutions.
Staples has everything your business needs to ship, like packing materials, mailers, and UPS shipping services.
And now, get 20% off UPS Express shipping services at Staples. Plus, buy two, get one free on decorative shipping supplies.
Staples can even help you customize your shipping materials to create a memorable unboxing experience for customers.
Staples, your total shipping solution.
In-store only, ends 4/3/21. Exclusions apply, while supplies last.
If I'm not commuting anymore, where do I really want to live?
While you handle life's questions, Merrill Guided Investing helps you manage your portfolio and invest for your next move with the option to work with an advisor at a low cost and minimum. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/investing goals to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated, both a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor, member SIPC. Investment products are not FDIC insured or not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Tech Talk time now. An overview of the top five items from the world of technology. Normally that job goes to me. Well, I'm sort of the announcer. Your friendly announcer is Doug Steffen. And Victoria Keelan does the work, but she's been out for a couple of weeks. And so now we have Jay Kirshner, who also pretty much knows her way around all of this stuff. So there'll be a lot of credibility to the list versus if I did it, there might not be too much credibility associated with it. So we'll go from number five to number one. Jay, starting with number five, a ruling on Google, what they have to face.
Yeah, a judge in California ruled that Google has to face a class action lawsuit that claims the search giant has been collecting data from users, even if they're in their private incognito mode. Now, Google has tried to get the judge, you know, a judge to throw this out, but they were like, no. So the lawsuit seeks at least $5 billion. And Google is saying that even when users go into their private viewing mode or incognito mode, there's a notice that says some websites still may use your information. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are saying, well, no, then what's the point of privacy in incognito mode? So that's what this lawsuit is really about.
So where's the $5 billion go if they win in court? If the people bringing the suit against Google, where's that $5 billion go? Is this like a class action suit and everybody gets a little piece of the pie?
Yeah, it gets divvied out amongst everybody who has signed up to be a part of it.
Okay, so let's sign up. Where do we sign up?
Right, let's go find it.
Sign up. All right, number four, a focus on the Boeing 737 MAX.
It is back. Now, aviation safety agencies in the U.S., Brazil, Canada, Australia, and the U.K., and the European Union. They've ordered Boeing and airlines to make repairs to the flights. Their control system was blamed for the two crashes that led to the ban. They want to update operating manuals, increase pilot training. This was a worldwide grounding that happened March 13, 2019, after two crashes, one in Indonesia in 2018 and the other in Ethiopia in 2019, that killed a combination of 346 people. So they were saying, this is not working. We need to go fix it. And in addition to the flight control system, at the center of both the investigations, Other reports identified concerns with the airliner's flight control computer, wiring, and engine. So those all have to be looked at.
The Chinese are not going to be flying these planes.
No, they are.
Even
still
though
holding
they are,
out.
They're the largest customer for the 737 MAX, and they're all sitting on the ground, and they're not in a big hurry to make them fly again. I thought that was interesting.
Nope, they are in no rush.
All right, number three is a robocaller suit that ended well for the people making the suit.
Right, robocalls are the worst. So the FCC slaps the robocallers with $225 million fine. Now, this is part of a broader crackdown. The FCC, it's the largest fine in history. It's against a Texas-based telemarketers group who, they transmitted approximately 1 billion robocalls selling fake health insurance, claiming to be companies like Aetna,
outrageous.
Blue Cross Blue Shield, Cigna, right? It's $225 million fine.
Yeah, good. And they deserve to, well,
robocalls are the worst.
Yeah, well, we're all affected by them one way or another. And
mm-hmm.
that's why this is a good ruling in the public's favor. All right, number two, a new offer from Starbucks. What's the scoop?
So Starbucks is pairing up with the Era app where customers with remote agents can share product descriptions and other visual information for blind or low vision customers. What happens is a customer will walk into Starbucks and they can open up their Era app, and then it's a free download in the iOS and Android store, and they'll be connected with someone who can see their surroundings through their phone's camera. They can provide needed descriptions, tell them what's available in the pastry case. If there's a sign, they can read what the sign says for them. I mean,
this is not good.
You feel like this is not good? There's another app that I can't remember what it's called now, but it's like a spying app. If you want to go somewhere, but you don't know if there's a really long line, or maybe, hey, your boyfriend says he's somewhere, you can hook up with somebody who's actually at that location you want to see, and you can view through their camera.
All right. There you go. Why are you playing the music, Phil? Number one on the Tech Talk list here this week, the top five. This is about a person. We talked about this guy, Graham Ivan Clark. What's the story with him?
He's the teen mastermind behind that great Twitter hack that happened in the summer. He pleaded guilty. He's going to be in prison for 3 years. However, he is getting some of his, for time served since his arrest during the summer. So he's being credited with 229 days of that service. Now, he hacked Elon Musk, Bill Gates, Barack Obama, Joe Biden. In quick succession, he was promoting a Bitcoin scam, and he used it to accept more than $100,000 in the cryptocurrency. This kid, 17 at the time. Like, once his prison sentence is done, somebody give him a job.
Why don't they give him a job now instead of sending him to jail? Give him a job and put him to work and keep him, like, under house arrest or something.
There we go.
The kid made
$100,000. He has to work off his time. Yeah, he doesn't get paid for it until his time served is done, and then he can start getting paid for that gig.
Good idea. All right, there they are, the top five tech stories of the week. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen here at 59 past the hour.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.